This is your chance to get into a multi-billion dollar project that is criminally undervalued and built on Solana. And these bargain prices might not last long.
Not only is this coin extremely undervalued, but between staking, buybacks, and revenue share, this project is going to be shoving money into your pockets.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be talking about one of the most, if not the most undervalued altcoin that is built on Solana. And when you look at their partnerships, new product features, and insane token utility, you will wonder how this is so undervalued.
With a market cap sub $10, $15, $20 million, depending on when you watch this episode. And after we cover what this project is doing, who their partners are, like the UFC, you'll realize just how extremely undervalued this project actually is. Because when you do the math and you look at Web2 companies doing something very similar, they're generating hundreds of millions of dollars. They have market caps in the billions. And even if, when you look at some of the no-name companies out there that are doing the same thing, they're still generating hundreds of millions of dollars. Mm. What we're seeing with this project is revolutionary. And they are literally going to be shoving money back into the users' pockets with buybacks, revenue share, and staking. And it's something that can't be ignored. And we have a thesis as to why so much money is going to be entering into this project in the very near future. And we can jump it right into why that is.
100%. So I think what we've seen over the past like 6 months of crypto price action is, you know, we've seen the meme coin pump. We've seen a lot of garbage projects pump and dump. We've seen the celebrity coins come and go. But I think what we're going to see in Q4 2024 and beyond is a massive run for utility projects. Altcoins with real projects, real teams that are building real platforms that are solving real problems. Like, the money is going to shift back into real projects in crypto. And when you look at Solana, which is unarguably the hottest L1 in crypto this year, look at all the money that's been pumped in and out of it. There are just are not many real projects built on Solana, utility projects built on Solana. It's full of trash, right? But this is where we think the cream is going to rise. The cream of the crop of Solana, which is these select few real utility projects on Solana that are building insane platforms with real teams. And this project could arguably be the best and most active utility project built on Solana with an undervalued market cap, an insane roadmap of catalysts, and ready to pump.
So if you haven't been able to figure out what project we're talking about just yet, we're referring to Block Asset. And they launched, and it's still in a beta phase, so there's still so many more unique components to come to this. But they launched a sports book and gambling platform known as BlockBet. We have an official partnership with them. You can check out the referral link. In the description, you'll get a ton of bonuses and free spins and a lot of money that you can be had by using the sports book platform. But because it's in beta and the current partnerships that they have, they're now rolling out buybacks, staking, and revenue share. And this is why it is so important to be holding this token right now.
Yeah, 100%. The big difference, as you kind of alluded to in the opener, between the centralized, the old school Web2 platforms that are doing sports betting and gambling and the Web3 ones is that on the Web2 ones, you bet and you win or lose money. You know, a lot of people lose money, some people win money, but you're not getting any share of the revenue, right? You're basically just, you know, hoping to win sports bets and gambling. But with crypto, you know, it's the whole ethos of crypto, right? They're giving utility to token holders, the good projects. So when you look at the numbers that these, you know, Bet365, DraftKings, FanDuel, these guys are raking in billions of dollars, but you're not getting any of it. With BlockBet and with the Block token, coin holders are about to gain a ton of value from holding Block long-term. So they just launched their staking platform, right? So you can now stake your Block tokens for like 12% APY with no lockup, or if you want to lock it up for a year, it's like 25%. So if you think, and which we do, if you think Block is going to be a long-term winner, you can start earning way more Block tokens. The second thing is going to be the revenue share and the buyback. Now, this is huge. So revenue at BlockBet is, you know, still, you know, in the hundreds of thousands or whatever it is, but this is just launched out of beta. They are making huge inroads with their global partnership with UFC marketing. You can just see the amount of traction that's being built on social media. Tons of people are flooding into BlockBet. So it wouldn't surprise me if they start to go into the millions in revenues, tens of millions, and eventually hundreds of millions as BlockBet becomes the number one sportsbook and casino built in crypto and on Solana. And if you're a Block holder, if you're a Block token holder, you are literally going to be seeing money via revenue share. So this is like investing in one of the most, you know, innovative crypto gambling sports betting companies at the ground floor. You hold the Block token, more people use BlockBet, they make more money, you make more money, and ideally, you know, not financial advice, but I think the token is going to absolutely pump. So you hold the token goes up, you hold the token, you get revenue share. To me, it's a win-win-win.
Yeah, when you look at high-end platforms like FanDuel and Bet365, they're generating over $4 billion in annual revenue and have market caps north of $10 billion. That's $4 billion in revenue that's not being shared with anybody except for the CEO and a few of the other high-end players in that C-suite there. Yep. And then you have like low-end platforms like BetRivers and stuff. They're doing $200 million in annual revenue. These are like platforms that nobody even really uses.
Yep.
Imagine what BlockBet can do. Now they have these, you can see that, like you said, on X, they just signed, they just added like the D-Gods community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hundreds of thousands of new eyes. They had that global marketing partnership with the UFC. You had the official UFC accounts on Instagram and on X with 43 million followers. Yeah. Now having Block Asset and Block Bet pushed down their throats,
yep.
Right? So, and not to mention Solana is pushing them as well.
For sure.
So this is one of the few real utility projects out there that is actually going to be doing something for the community.
Yeah, 100%.
And to get a revenue share is absolutely huge. And not to mention, because this BlockBet is so new, it's only been around for 8 to 10 weeks or something like that. They burned over 1 million tokens because that was how much was wagered.
Mm.
What happens when there's $10 million wagered? 10 million tokens are burned. And when there's 100 million, like, right now, there's I think the cap supply of Block the token BLOCK is 310 million or so. So in time, if you keep removing these tokens from circulation, this token could actually rip.
Yeah, 100%. And you know, we keep talking about how BlockBet was just launched, like the actual sports betting platform itself. Block is very new, and we talk about how, you know, we think they can do this and it's going to grow into this. But here's one of the craziest parts about Block Asset. They've actually put a plan in place on how to grow from a new and exciting crypto startup to one of the leaders in the entire crypto and just sports betting thing in general. They just onboarded and hired the C-level team, the executives from William Hill. Now, William Hill is one of the biggest sports betting platforms in the world, and these guys have an over 50 years of experience, a team that was responsible for over $1.1 billion of annual profit at the William Hill and 888 Group. They've all left William Hill to go work at Block Asset and BlockBet. I don't think you understand how bullish this is for the company. These guys have been responsible for one of the most successful sports betting and gambling platforms in the world, and they have left William Hill. They see the opportunity in Web3 and crypto sports betting and gambling and say, look, we are all of them. I'm talking about the CEO, the CMO, the CFO, and the CCO. They've all come from William Hill to Block Asset and BlockBet to make this the number one sports betting and gambling platform in crypto and one of the leaders in the world. So you need to hire talent to build companies. Like, talent is what drives companies, especially earlier stage startups. And this hire of these four people and more, I think, is one of the missing pieces that most companies don't have to become this 10x, 100x, one of the most innovative and successful platforms in all of crypto. So yeah, when you start to read in the Telegram, they start to drop rumors about this. When I heard about this, I'm like, oh my God, this is a no-brainer.
Yeah, you know, if these rumors come true or if it's already happened, like we're hearing things, murmurs through the grapevine. And this is like William Hill, $2 billion acquisition in 2022. $2 billion acquisition. We're talking about block bet, block asset that has a market cap sub 20 million. Is it, if it hits a $2 billion market cap or gets bought out or something, you know, we're looking at a 200X on this token right now.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
It's crazy.
So there's a lot of good things happening here. We're kind of, you know, first it was like, oh my God, they got the UFC. They got the global marketing through the UFC. And oh my God, Solana's tweeting about them.
Yep.
Enter William Hill and the C-suite executive team. Let's go. Massive.
100%. And here is another kicker about why I honestly think block asset can do like 100X.
Yeah, 100%.
Like the market cap is just so small. So the reason I think that is, okay, look at the market cap of Rollbit. So Rollbit is in the hundreds of millions and at one point was over $1 billion in market cap. Mm-hmm. Now, when you compare BlockBet and Rollbit, the platforms, you'll notice one big difference, that Rollbit has crypto futures and BlockBet doesn't. So BlockBet is right now sports betting and gambling. Rollbit is sports betting, gambling, and crypto futures. And we all know how much money centralized exchanges and decentralized exchanges make from crypto futures. That's leverage trading, right? You can go 10X, 100X long or short on all kinds of altcoins, Bitcoin, all that kind of stuff. But here's the best part. Block bet, block asset is going to be adding crypto futures to block bet.
Yeah, sick.
So this is going to be one, another massive driver of users onboarding onto block bet because crypto futures is a lot of fun and a lot of money can be made and lost, of course. And two, the revenue that block asset is going to be generating from crypto futures is going to be massive. And as we already covered earlier in the episode, revenue share comes for token holders. So they add crypto futures. Revenue starts going out of control. We're already token holders. We're going to be seeing some of this revenue. More people are going to be buying the block token to see this. The token's going to go up. Revenue's going to go up. Block asset becomes a household name. You heard it here first. The things they're doing behind the scenes are out of control.
Yeah, look, so we've been using BlockBet now for the better portion of a month and a half or so. And I'll have to admit, the user interface has not been the best. Mm-hmm. You know, I kind of wish there were some changes and all these things. And, you know, I'm constantly in the community saying, hey, look, why not make this color, this, like, maybe have this stand out a bit more. Make it easier to find the NFL bets, whatever. They're improving the, they're, so remember, this block bet platform is still in beta phase. Mm-hmm. They're rolling out a whole new user interface, which is going to make it extremely easy for everybody to use. So all the new users are going to end up sticking around longer. Yep. They already have a massive, so block bet currently has a super strong conversion rate. It's something around the deposit to the signups is around 34%. So from a crypto sportsbook perspective, this is extremely, extremely mm-hmm. high. When this user interface gets tweaked, the onboarding, you're going to have that number go from like 34% up to like 55, 60%.
Yeah.
So we're starting to see the trend of the numbers increasing. The other thing I think we need to look at is how they've been using block picks.
Yes.
So block picks is genius. Like the way block asset has been utilizing block picks to get people into block bet is absolutely genius.
It's a really impressive like funnel they've got going.
It's so smart. Yeah. So block picks, you make free picks and you know, they had something with the UFC recently and you can win like a share of $25,000 in block. So this block picks thing is like, you don't even have to have an account or anything. Like you don't have to hold any crypto. You just have to make some free picks and you can win crypto. But that's going to be funneled and be built directly into the block bet platform. So instead of people making these block picks, then having to figure out how to use block bet, it's all going to be in the exact same spot. It's just going to retain and increase these numbers substantially.
Yeah, it's really genius. And so block picks was launched like 3 months ago. They've already onboarded over 25,000 users and they have a weekly retention rate on block picks of 75%. That's one of the highest ranking for any Web3 platform for weekly retention. So you have this amazing sales funnel of like, people hearing about block asset and block bet via the UFC and their global partnership. Then you have, you know, us and a whole bunch of other crypto content creators, influencers all over starting to talk about block and block asset and block bet. Then you have block picks. There's funnels, sales funnels coming from all over to generate new users. And then you have these new features being built up, like an improved sports betting platform and crypto futures and revenue share and buybacks and all this kind of stuff. Honestly, like they're building such a perfect platform.
Yeah.
It's built on Solana, which is the hottest layer one. Utility projects are going to rip, and these guys are delivering. And then you have this executive team coming in from Will Hill.
That's crazy.
And the market cap, how is the market cap not 100 million right now?
I think because it's not a cat with a hat or something like that. Like people can't understand it. Like, yeah, but it's not a celebrity coin or it's not a fucking meme. It's like you actually require a few brain cells to figure out, you know, what this is doing and what revenue means and what a burning mechanism does to reduce the supply It's like it takes
cat with hat.
I know. It takes some critical thinking to figure this stuff out.
For sure. But honestly, yeah, this has been one of our long and strong holds for a long time. I am now staking my entire bag of block. I'm here for the revenue share. I'm here for the buybacks. I'm here for the rewards. You know, we use BlockBet for all of our sports betting. As Josh mentioned, we have a referral link. You get all kinds of deposit bonuses for BlockBet if you use our ref link. But yeah, look, just watch and see Block Asset deliver over the next 6 to 12 months. I think utility tokens on Solana are going to rip, and this is our number one pick on Solana.
Hey, make sure you guys tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.